Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, have you ever felt like you're getting in your own way when it comes to success, wealth, and making money? Do you feel like you should be further along in the game of life? Don't worry, we all feel that way from time to time, and even my multi-millionaire clients go through slumps. We make mistakes, we get setbacks, we go through dips in the road, and we have those classic troubled times. Now, fortunately, what goes down can come up, okay? What goes down can come back up. And so today I'm going to reveal the $7 million mistakes that held me back both in business and life and, you know, put me down, but I was proof that you can come back up. And I'm going to reveal these so that you don't go down the wrong path like I did. Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. And today I'm fortunate enough to own multiple seven-figure businesses in different industries, some that are completely hands-off cash flow machines, and some that have locations that I've never, ever been to, but are able to run like well-oiled machines because of the competent leaders that I have put in place. Now, my evolution, my success, it didn't happen overnight. But when you take the lessons that I learned the hard way, lessons I learned painfully so that you don't have to, you're going to be able to turn your time and energy and knowledge into more money than you have ever made before. All right, so welcome to Early to Rise Radio, and this has been brought to you by my new book, Unstoppable. I want you to grab a free copy. It's a Wall Street Journal bestseller at beunstoppablebook.com, okay? And if you need more time in your days, you need to structure your life better, grab a copy of my first game-changing book, The Perfect Day Formula, How to Own Your Day and Control Your Life at freeperfectdaybook.com, and you will dominate your days. Now, the reason why I put this episode together, people have been asking me questions like, I don't understand how other people are getting ahead and I'm stuck. Or, Craig, man, my competitors, they're so dumb, yet it looks like they're really successful. And I know that's politically incorrect to say, but there are people out there who really do look dumber and stupider than you and I, and they're crushing it. So what are the secrets? Well, it kind of comes down to this, that you and I will admit that everything you need to know, pretty much everything you need to know, it's available for free on YouTube. And if it's not for free on YouTube, then you can go to the library and get a book on it for free. So we have this amazing abundance of free information, but we also have an amazing number of people that struggle and suffer and are broke. So why is this mismatch out there? And it's what I believe is that most people are not getting coaching. And most people don't have accountability to a coach, which goes back up to the, you know, dumb people having success. What I realized back in the fitness space is that there's a lot of people that really aren't that smart, but have amazing biceps and six-pack abs and all this stuff. And oftentimes the people that are the best fitness competitors in the world, well, you meet them and you're like, well, they're not really that smart. Well, you don't have to be smart to follow your coach's advice. And that's what I discovered with most of these people is that they are given the step-by-step blueprint and they realize they're smart enough to realize they're not smart and that they can't figure this out on their own. Now, the people that are too smart for their own good, and you might be raising your hand on this because I know I have been in this situation before where our ego gets in the way and we think, oh, I can do it better. I'm going to take my coach's advice. I'm going to tweak it here and there and everywhere. And the next thing you know, you made a mistake. And you should have just followed this treasure map that you were given. You were given the step-by-step, like the dotted lines to get to that treasure chest. Instead, you changed the path and you went on a detour. So that's how people that may not be as smart as you and I when it comes to an IQ test are a whole lot better when it comes to a dollar sign test. And we can learn from them, right? We're smart people. We're going to learn. And that's what we're going to do because I want you to go from being that Formula One race car that is stuck off the side of the tracks with the wheels spinning in the mud, just inches from the asphalt. And I'm going to pick you up on this call. I'm going to pick you up, pick up that Formula One race car with the crane. Craig the Crane is going to pick you up, move you over a few inches, maybe a few feet, put you on that racetrack, and your fancy, expensive Formula One tires are going to grip that asphalt. You're going to take off, not only going 200 miles an hour, but most importantly, going 200 miles an hour in the right direction. Because I know some people that are going 200 miles an hour in all sorts of directions, but it ain't the right direction because they don't have a coach. So it's coaching, it's accountability. Those are key, but those are not the seven mistakes that I made. Definitely one of the mistakes I made was not hiring a coach soon enough. But the seven mistakes that I made, I don't want you to make, and I'm going to go through them right now so that you can go, oh, I see how to fix this one, fix this one, fix this one, and so that you can get on track to building one business that does you $1 million or $10 million or whatever it is that you want, or 3 to 4 businesses doing you $1 million. However you want to slice and dice this millionaire's life, we're going to do it on this call. So mistake number one that I had for a long time was vision without action, because as Einstein said, vision without action is hallucination. And I do see this a lot in the people that come to me for coaching. I want to be a billionaire. Okay, how are you going to be a billionaire? I don't know. I'm just going to be a billionaire. I'm going to say it on the internet. I'm going to put it on my Instagram. I'm going to be a billionaire. I'm going to wear the Billionaire Boys Club t-shirts. Well, that's not enough to make you a billionaire. That's not the action. That's seriously hallucination. And I've had people tell me they're going to make $1 million that were hallucinating and just completely out to lunch, because I knew they wouldn't do any of the work. They would maybe read some books and they would listen to the podcast, but when it came to actually getting their hands dirty and doing the work and learning how to sell and all the good stuff, they never did it. So you need to take a hard look at your life and say, do I have this big dream, or do I have a true vision with an action plan that I'm going to put in place? Because you can become one of these, well, what I call professional whiteboarders, right? You probably know some of these people, like, oh man, I got this wall. It's painted in that whiteboard paint. Man, we whiteboard everything here. That's great. But do you actually do the stuff that's on the whiteboard? Nah, we got to, you know, once we're done whiteboarding, we go and whiteboard another wall. Okay, great. You got some days, instead of, you know, whiteboarding a wall, you got to glue your butt to a chair and get the work done. You know, if that's where your work gets done. Otherwise, maybe you have to stand in front of a mirror and practice your speech in order to get the skills you need to add the value you must in order to make the income you want. This is a reality check right here. See the goals you want to achieve. Have that ideal life written down. That's great. Yeah, no problem. But then make sure that you are putting into place the action steps. No more hallucination, okay? Stop talking a big game and start getting out there and taking small steps, all right? Small steps. You know, for example, I was kind of procrastinating on this podcast. I love putting the podcast plan together, but, you know, speaking for me is actually very difficult. It takes a lot of energy and I'm tired at the end of it. And it's just the natural way that I'm wired. But I said, you know what? I got to get fired up. I got to do this. I got deadlines. It's so important. Deadlines really can take your vision and take that hallucination and turn it into reality. So that's what you need to do. And one of the other steps I'm going to share with you in a moment, one of the mistakes that I made, has led me to creating what I call the Reality Maker. The Reality Maker is a worksheet that I coach at all my workshops. And I'm going to take you through most of it today because it's so important. I can't hold it back. Now, here's the thing with the vision that you created. Oftentimes, we set these unrealistic expectations. And it doesn't make any sense. Like, how are you going to go from $0 to $1 billion in 12 months? Okay, it's not going to happen. Let's get you to millionaire status first. That for me is not that hard. Getting you to billionaire status, that's very difficult, but I can get you to millionaire status. And so listen, it's not easy, but it's simple. Simple, very much like climbing Mount Everest, becoming a millionaire is simple. It's hard as heck, but it's simple. Just do what everybody else did to become a millionaire. Just do what everybody else did to climb Mount Everest. And when those parallels are clear in your mind, you'll commit to taking action. So that's what I want you to do. What I want you to do is say, okay, here's the dream, but more important, I need to know what to do right now. So we'll get to that in a moment. Second mistake I see is that people just don't have the singularity of focus. They give in to the idea fairy, and because of that, they end up with the thirsty donkey paradox going on in their life. Okay, if you don't know what the thirsty donkey paradox is, it goes like this. As legend goes, and I don't know if this is actually true, but as legend goes, if you put a thirsty donkey between two pails of water that are equidistant from it, so let's say like there's a pail off to its right, there's a pail off to its left, and both of those pails are 6 feet from where the donkey is standing, the donkey won't know which way to go. Because it'll say, oh, there's water to my right and there's water to my left, and they both look about the same distance apart. Where should I go? I don't know, so I'll just stand here like a dumb old donkey. I don't know if that's true, again, but I'll tell you what, I know a lot of people who are chasing multiple rabbits, and as the old phrase goes, the man who chases two rabbits catches neither one. So if you're all over the place, if you're chasing a lot of shiny objects and you don't have singularity of focus, and one day you're onto one thing, the next day you're onto the other, and you just don't have the power and the strength to ruthlessly cut back, then you will really suffer. Bedros Ranson raves about the idea fairy all the time. Idea fairy this, idea fairy that. And he really hates this idea fairy. I hope he never meets the idea fairy for the idea fairy's sake, because he'll probably punch him in the nose. But a lot of entrepreneurs are, you know, afflicted by this idea fairy. Oh, you know, today I'm going to do this. Today I'm going to do that. Today I got to listen to the podcast and get a new idea. No, you don't need all new ideas. You just need to, with singularity of focus, go back to your vision and execute that action plan. You must overcome that thirsty donkey paradox so you don't get paralyzed. Now, let me rant and rave about something for a second. The other day, I sent a referral to somebody. I have a client who helps people find the perfect franchise. So I sent this amazing introduction email to this person, this future client of mine, who's going to sign up with me soon for coaching, but wants to find their franchise first. And I have my friend who helps people find franchises. So I made the connection. I'm like, hey, you know, gee, this person is going to be awesome for your program. I know you're the right person to help them find the franchise. And they sent me back the weirdest email. They said, hey, did you send me this email? It's got my name on it and it's from my email address. Who the heck do you think sent the email? But here this person is totally overthinking. Because they're like, well, why would you send this email? Because I know you can help the person. So I get frustrated by people that are stuck by the idea fairy and overthinking things and not, well, pretty much doing everything they possibly can to avoid doing the work. So it doesn't matter right now if you are exactly 100% sure that you're on the right course of action. But what you do need to do is commit to one course of action. Go all in. You know, you should be taking a very educated guess on this, so it shouldn't be something risky, but you should be like, you know what? I'm pretty sure this has a 70% chance of success, and the other thing has about 60% chance of success. So instead of chasing two things, I'm gonna chase one thing all in. And when you do that, you will get results like never, ever before. Oh, it's such a game changer. You know, my mentor, Mark Ford, shared this in an essay on getting rich. And I quote you from this essay because it's one that's really impacted me because of the mindset that he had. He said, when I was 33, I decided to become rich. And I made that my supreme and overriding goal. There were plenty of other things that I wanted to do, like reading books and playing sports and traveling, but I made them all distant secondary objectives. The lion's share of my time and mental energy would be devoted to getting rich. This decision radically changed my life. I went from broke to kind of rich in 18 months. I became a deca millionaire 6 years later, so before the age of 40, and that's when he retired for the first time. Mark adds, having a single supreme and overriding goal gave me laser-sharp focus and shark-like ambition. Day-to-day business decisions, once complicated, were easy to make. I simply asked myself, which is the option that will bring me the most money? Presto, the choice was clear. So my friend, pick one goal and go after it with all of your heart. And if it doesn't work out, you still made a lot of progress. You learned a lot of valuable lessons and you cultivated connections more than if you were stuck and paralyzed and overthinking like the thirsty donkey. Now, the third mistake that I see people make is that they suffer in silence. And I suffered in silence for a long time, and that was part of the reasons I had my anxiety attacks. And I suffered in silence by not going and getting the coaching that I wanted. And I suffered in silence because I have a big ego, and I don't want you to suffer in silence. Bedros suffered in silence, and for a long time, he would take in everybody's pain that he was coaching. He'd hear all of their problems, and he would never share it. He suffered in silence because he had some traumatic issues happen to him when he was a young boy. And he suffered in silence, and he went through some very, very difficult times at Fit Body Bootcamp, but didn't reach out for help. He hid that from me, one of his best friends. Even when we had all these dinners together running our masterminds, he wouldn't share that. And he suffered in silence and eventually had, fortunately not a heart attack, but what felt like a heart attack, which was a severe anxiety attack. Now, if you suffer in silence, here's what's going to happen. You are going to lose negative energy. There's going to be mental energy leaks going from your mind all the time. And those things are going to stop you from having full focus on what matters. So today I challenge you to stop suffering in silence. You can hire a coach and use them as an accountability or mentor partner and share that information. I have a lot of clients. I have over 300 high-level coaching clients, and they pour their hearts out to me. And I take that very seriously and help them through their troubles. Now, you might do what Bedros did and go get a therapist. I went to this man, Sean Stevenson, who has Sean Stevenson, the 3-foot giant, not Sean Stevenson, the sleep smarter expert. But Sean Stevenson, the 3-foot giant, has a day-long program called the Breakthrough Day. And I did that with him. He's a certified therapist as well. So I stopped suffering in silence. Number four, the next mistake that I made was lack of leadership. And what we see here is not only lack of leadership, but a lot of abdication instead of delegation. And we expect this man or woman. I got in trouble the other day for putting up a post that only had the word he in it, not he, she. So I want to say it could be a man or a woman on the white horse. I hope nobody's offended by the fact that I said white horse. But, you know, you have this man or woman on a white or other colored horse. And we see this person as a knight or whatever the female version of a knight is coming along to save us. Oh, if I just hire this person, if I just hire this marketer, if I just get the Facebook ads person, if I just get the virtual assistant, if I just get them, all my problems will be solved and they'll do all the hard work and I can just go and be the idea person. That's not how it works. Here's how it works. You build a team. You build a team by being a great leader. People come to you for a direction and you delegate the task to them, but then you coach them up to the next level. It'd be like if, you know, Phil Knight, when he was coaching the Lakers and the Bulls and all these other teams, and he just said, hey, you, Jordan, you're going to play point guard, and Pippen, you're going to play that other position, and then Rodman, you're going to play this position, and all right, I'm out of here. I'll see you guys after the game. No, he had to coach people. He had to coach people in practice. He had to manage egos, all that stuff. The coach, the manager, the owner of the business doesn't just abdicate responsibility to the team members. But a lot of business owners do, especially once you go from that, you know, solo entrepreneur where you're making a couple hundred grand and you're like, oh, I got to get an assistant. I got to get somebody else to replicate my work. And you're like, I'll just put it in some documents and give it to them. And then I can go back because I don't want to have difficult conversations. And that's what I see a lot. Now, the people that go all in on leadership like Bedros help build people up. They give them an environment in which they can flourish. And they don't do abdication. They do delegation. And they don't say, oh, I'm going to hire this person. They're going to figure it all out and save me. They say, no, I'm going to hire this person because they have great culture fit and they have great skills. And I'm going to be there. I'm going to onboard them. We have a 3-day onboarding process. Most people don't even have an onboarding process at all. But we're going to bring these people up. We're going to coach them to the next level. And we're going to make them better than they started out when they came to us. That is what you need to do. But a lot of people are just like, what's the easiest way that I can just get this stuff off my plate? And that's the top-down boss approach to to growing a business, and it works for so long, but it doesn't work as well as it did, you know, back in 1975 when I was born. You know, back when people said, okay, there's a boss and there's me, and I'll just do what they say. No, now it's an entirely different world, and you need to understand that. You need to become a leader. A leader helps people. And there's a lot of great infographics on this. You know, there's a boss where it's like, there's a boss with a, and the image is a person with a whip and people are pulling like rocks and stuff. And then there's, you know, the leader, and the leader is like in there helping. And that's the way that the world needs to be now. I'm a big fan of millennials because millennials have challenged the status quo, the things that didn't work for so long, the lack of communication. And, you know, the hierarchies and all the things that have gotten us into a lot of trouble. And because of this, we've had open and honest conversations and everybody's moving ahead in the right organization. So I want you to keep that in mind, that there's no man, woman, person who identifies as neither, on a white horse, donkey, pony, whatever. I don't want to offend donkeys or horses or ponies. There's no man on a white horse. I'm just joking around. Come on. I'm just joking around. So there's no man on the white horse who's going to save you. You must be the best man or woman that you are. Rise to the challenge. Be that leader. Delegate instead of abdicate. And that is how you're going to move ahead in life. Okay. So it's really, 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 really key. You must learn how to outsource the right tasks. You must learn how to control your day and your time. You must learn how to be a leader, but you can't do it all yourself and suffer in silence. But they can't do it all for you either. And you have to understand that you're all in this together. Now, mistake number five that I made was having a scarcity mindset. Scarcity mindset, and I held back from investing in myself first. So I didn't buy the books and courses and programs that I needed. When I did, I got great results. You know, I remember buying a $97 program on how to build a million-dollar info business. It made me $4,000 the first time I read it. So I read it again. I made another $4,000. I read it a third time and made another $4,000. And yet still, I was too cheap to buy coaching. When I did finally buy coaching, then my business went up exponentially. So if I had only had less of a scarcity mindset and less hoarding mentality of my money, I would be way further ahead. Not only would I be further ahead, but you would be further ahead, and I would have helped more people. And so it's the same with leadership. You need, and overcoming that suffering and silence, like all these mistakes that I made were internally focused and very playing defense focused. You know, remember when you watch like a football game or a basketball game or a hockey game or a soccer game, and the team is up and they go into defense mode, right? This is like the best analogy is the NFL, right? Because the team is up by two touchdowns and there's 3 minutes left. And they're like, all we have to do is kill 3 minutes. And they go into total defense mode. And the next thing you know, like the other team that's losing is doing 20, 30-yard passing plays. And you're like, what's going on here? You know, they couldn't even get a first down before, but now they're doing 20, 30 yards. And next thing you know, okay, one touchdown. But there's only a minute left and they only have one timeout. And still, you know, Brady brings the ball down and they tie the game or win the game because that team was in offense mode, but you were in defense mode, and you can't survive and succeed and flourish when you're in defense mode. But defense mode is scarcity mindset, suffering in silence, abdication instead of delegation. So you have to get out of your internal focus, out of your own head, and be externally focused. How can I go and get help from other people? How can I lift others up? How can I add more value? How can I give more than I receive? And when you have that approach, and there's a man that I met recently who's speaking at our Empire Summit on August 16th and 17th in San Diego. His name is Dan Fleischman, one of the most generous guys I know. He's so generous that Joel Marion, who I believe is the most generous guy I've ever met, couldn't stop ranting and raving about how generous Dan Fleischman was. And so when a man or woman is more generous than Joel Marion, that is mind-blowing in its generosity. But Dan Fleischman is also a very, very successful person, very humbled and low-key and fun and giving. And he was the youngest CEO of a company that went public. He was 29 back in, he's around, might be a little bit older than me, early 2000s, his company went public and he was under the age of 30. And it was the first time that somebody of that young had a company go public. So he's an incredible man. Anyways, that guy is the opposite of scarcity minded, and he is extremely successful. Okay, so I want you to be the same. Number six, the sixth mistake that we make is that we have daily distractions. I learned a long time ago that environment is everything, locally and globally. So my friend Jason Capital, an awesome young man who made his first million at 23, I met him at the age of 19, and he has an eight-figure business now at the age of 30. He says environment is destiny. Not environment is important, but environment is destiny. And it's true. What does Jason do? He hangs around the most successful people that he knows and I knows. He's always tracking down billionaires to talk to them. And we've all heard that phrase that you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Well, it is so true. In fact, a Harvard research study found that people who spend time with cigarette smokers have a greater chance of smoking cigarettes. Like, they didn't start out smoking cigarettes, but eventually they did because their environment, the people around them, led them to becoming a cigarette smoker. Now, if you're struggling, you're like, oh, but I don't know anybody who's awesome in my life. My environment is boring and sucks. Well, listen, your environment can be online with positive people. It can be at amazing events like my Empire Summit and my Perfect Life Retreat on November 8th and 9th in San Diego. Something about San Diego that's full of amazing people. That's a great environment to be in all the time. But you can always go to meetups. You can go to the Chamber of Commerce. You can go to your church. You can go to the gym. You can hang around positive people doing good things. And you must be in those environments. Likewise, you must make sure that your local environment, and by local, I mean like within your arm's reach right now. Like put your arms out. What's within your arm's reach right now? You know, if you're in the car, hopefully there's nothing within your arm's reach that can distract you, but it might be your phone, might be the Starbucks, might be some candy. If you're sitting at a desk, it might be the same. Starbucks, candy, junk, your phone, all distractions. And you need to get those things out of your local environment so you can focus. Control your local environment. Control your external environment. Control your global environment. Control the environment that you have in your mind, the words that go in there. Don't let pollution words go in there, pollution thoughts. Instead, control your environment because that is one of the keys to becoming a millionaire. The next thing I want to share with you is that I didn't have a really strong roadmap. I didn't have my next 90 days scripted out. And so Brian Tracy has this saying, a genius without a roadmap will get lost in any country, but an average person with a roadmap can find their way to any destination. That's an amazing quote. Now, this is before the days of GPS and all that good stuff, but it is very true. Like, okay, maybe a few people with some really good Boy Scout skills will not get lost. But in most cases, you know, we set you down on some mountains, you ain't going to find your way to where you want to be. So you need a roadmap and a blueprint. And I recently started giving out this 90-day blueprint that I've created. So you can, if you can't find it, email us at support@earlytorise.com. It's this game changer. I call it the reality maker because we circle all the way back up to the top and we were talking about vision without action is hallucination. So one of the things I help people do is I help them create a vision for their life and they get clarity on what they want. But if I don't give them clarity on how to get it, I've just given them a hallucination. So one of the things we do after the vision is we create the 90-day reality maker. It shows you what to do in the next 24 hours, 72 hours, next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, all the way for the next 90 days, exactly what to do in order to achieve your big goals and dreams. It's basically like building a treasure map that gets you to the treasure chest for whatever that you want that to be. Okay. Now, once you have that in place, and if you don't have my book Unstoppable, I have very, very strong details in that book about how to build your 90-day plan. So go to beunstoppablebook.com right now and get a free copy. It's in there. Okay. Now, the last thing, bonus mistake that I made was not having accountability to someone I deeply did not want to disappoint. When I finally got that from Bedros Koulian, I changed my life. I moved mountains. I got it from Joel Marion. I got it from Matt Smith as well, but Bedros was the guy I didn't want to let down. And when I had accountability to a coach that I did not want to disappoint, I did the hardest things. But by doing those hard things, changing my attitude, changing my energy levels, becoming a better speaker, becoming a better coach, becoming a better writer, becoming a better salesperson. When I did what Bedros told me to do, and I did it because I didn't want to let him down, I moved mountains because I finally had the accountability in my life and I stopped making the mistake. I stopped suffering in silence. I stopped having the scarcity mindset. I stopped wandering around without a blueprint. So coaching and accountability are the missing links to your millionaire status. Okay? Don't miss out on those things. And when you have all of those mistakes in your life fixed, reaching your seven figures becomes a very simple path. Just like running a marathon becomes a very simple path. It's not easy. You'll want to quit. But quitting is obviously another mistake. Quitting is another mistake. You can't quit. You come this far, and you haven't come this far to only go this far. So let's clean up these mistakes. Let's get the coaching and accountability you need, and let's get you to finally hit that seven-figure mark. It's not hard. It's simple. All right? So let me know if you agree. Let me know if you agree. Was this helpful? Do you like my solo rants? Send me a message on Instagram at RealCraigValentine or just email me at support@earlytorise.com. Let me know what you thought of this. Let me know that you got the 90-day blueprint. Let me know what mistake is holding you back. Let me know what you're going to do next to reach your income goals, because life is too short to not go after what you want. Now, I talked a lot about Bedros and Joel and many other people on this podcast, and I went to them for help, but they also came to me for help. I helped give them the vision and the clarity. I helped them build the 90-day action plan to take that vision and stop it from being just a hallucination and instead turning it into an action plan that allowed them to go out, both Bedros and Joel, and create nine-figure businesses, $100 million plus businesses. So here's what you're going to do next so that you can hit your first million, your 10th million, your 100th million. So you're going to go to perfectlifeworkshop.com to apply to work with me at my next coaching event near you. It's going to be a game changer. We're going to give you clarity. We're going to give you action. We're going to give you the exact path to achieving what you want in life. All right? You are unstoppable, my friend, when you have the treasure map to your treasure chest in your hands. All right? Go to perfectlifeworkshop.com right now, and we'll talk to you soon.